إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you in a class of tonight من الملخص الفقهي, the fiqh class. We're still on the section of the طهارة, purification, باب في أحكام التيمم. Tonight's chapter and this class chapter is about the ruling and regulations pertaining to at-tayammum. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he began by giving a brief introduction and says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَدْ شَرَعَ التَّطَهُّرَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنَ الْحَدَثَيْنِ الْأَصْغَرِ وَالْأَكْبَرِ بِالْمَاءِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَنَا طَهُورًا. He says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, has legislated for us that we should purify ourselves for the prayer, from both minor and major impurity, state of impurities, and that we should use water, al-ma, that Allah has revealed pure. The water is pure. وَهَذَا وَاجِبٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ مَعَ الْإِمْكَانِ. The Shaykh said, and this is an obligation for whoever have the ability to do so. It's obligatory upon anyone who has the ability to do so, to purify themselves for the prayer by using water. لكن, however, قَدْ تَعْرِضُ حَالَاتٌ فَيَكُونُ الْمَاءُ فِيهَا مَعْدُومًا أو في حكم المعدوم أو موجودا لكن يتعذر استعماله لعذر من الأعذار الشرعية. The Shaykh says, however, under certain circumstances, when the water is not found, person cannot find water, any water, or the water is found but the person cannot reach it or get it, or water is at hand, person have it, can reach it but cannot use it, having a valid excuse. From those excuses that are considered valid in the legislation. So once again, in this introduction, the Shaykh, he reminded us, because we talked about this in previous chapters, that al-aslu fi at-tahara huwa al-ma, the origin in making purification for the salat, whether by wudu or ghusl, is water. There is no choice. There is not a choice whether a person used tayammum or water. No. Person has to start with water first. However, sometimes you might not find water, or water is available but person cannot get it. Water in a deep well, but he has nothing to bring down. He look at the water, it's right there, but he can't get it. Or water is available, cannot use it for certain valid reasons that the Shaykh is going to mention them later on, inshallah ta'ala, in the class. وَهُنَا قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مَا يَنُوبُ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ التَّيَمُّمُ بِالتُّرَابِ تَيْسِيرًا عَلَى الْخَلْقِ وَرَفْعًا لِلْحَرَجِ. Under these circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us the substitute for water in this case. And it is tayammum with dirt, with the earth. And this taysiran al-khalq, and this legislation shows the easiness of this religion. Allah making it easy upon us. And also raf'a lil-haraj, so that the people should do not go through hardship. And in the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ayn Sayyid. قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاتطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. He mentioned this ayah that comprises all what the Shaykh says in his introduction. O you who believe, that's the verse number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. O you who believe, when you intend to offer a salat, the prayer, wash your faces and your hands, forearms including the elbows. Rub by passing wet hands over your heads, and wash your feet including the ankles. And that's the wudu, by the way. Of course, you add to that the madmada istinsha and the wiping on the ear, and this is taken from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the deen is taken from the book and the sunnah, Quran and hadith. If somebody says he's going to worship Allah just based on the ayat, a person is not going to do a good job. His worship going to be deficient. He cannot worship Allah based only on ayats. He got to learn the hadith, because the hadith explains. The Prophet ﷺ was sent to make clear to the people that which it was revealed to them. And the sunnah is wahi, is revelation as well. If you are in a state of a janaba, Allah says, that which is translated to English, of course, if you are in a state of janaba, i.e. after a sexual discharge, purify yourselves, bathe your whole body. But if you are ill or on a journey, or any of you comes from the gha'it, by using relieving himself in the bathroom, or you have been in contact with women, i.e. having sexual intercourse, and you find no water, then perform tayammum. Tayammum. There is two memes in here, okay? Tayammum. Then perform tayammum with clean earth, and rub therewith your faces and hands. Allah does not want to place you in difficulty, but He wants to purify you, and to complete His favor to you, that you may be thankful. In the Shaykh Hamad Ta'ala, he says, وَالْتَيَمُّمُ فِي اللُّغَةِ التَّيَمُّمُ فِي اللُّغَةِ. The definition and the meaning actually of tayammum linguistically in the Arabic language, هو القصد. القصد. طيب. والتيمم في الشرع هو مسح الوجه واليدين بصعيد على وجه مخصوص. As in the terminology of the religion, in the legislation, tayammum is an act of worship, ibadah, wa ibadah, act of worship that consists of wiping the face and the hands with earth, following a specific way to do that. وكما هو ثابت في القرآن الكريم فهو ثابت بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإجماع الأمة. Likewise, tayammum is affirmed by the ayah in the Quran, likewise by the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and by the consensus of the ummah. وهو فضيلة لهذه الأمة المحمدية. And it is one of the virtues for the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, for us. اختصها الله به. And that the tayammum is only for this ummah. ولم يجعله طهورا لغيرها توسعة عليها وإحسانا منه إليها. This specific, this ruling of tayammum is specific for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah did not make the tayammum as a mean of purification for other than this ummah. And this shows the easiness of this religion. The ease, alhamdulillah. And also this shows the bounty of Allah and His kindness and His mercy towards this ummah. In Taysir al-Allam, Sharh Humdat al-Ahkam, the Shaykh al-Bassam, rahimahullah, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهِ. And also because of this ummah, have the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Muhammad to be the Prophet, is from his barakat, means from the blessings. ففي الصحيحين وغيرهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث جابر أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu, in Sahih al-Bukhari is the hadith number 335, and in Sahih Muslim hadith 1163. 335 and 1163. The Prophet says, I was given five things, five characteristics, no one before me was given them. No one from the Prophets or from the creation was given to him. نصرت بالرعب مسيرة شهرين. That when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is about to face his enemy, Allah put fear, as the ulama they explain, in the hearts of his enemy a month before they meet. نعم. نصرة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وللمؤمنين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى فضل من الله, a bounty from Allah to aid his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, to aid the believers. وجعلت للأرض مسجدا وطهورا. And this earth, the whole of the earth, is being made for me as a place of prayer. And also, you use it for purification, min tayammum. فأيما رجل من أمتي أدركته الصلاة فليصلي. So anyone from, any man from my ummah, the time for salat comes in, then he prays, will he act? Of course, the ulama, they mention, if a person is away from the masjid, is traveling or the like, was working somewhere on the field, then he prays there. It is not a, of course, the masjid is the place of worship, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that, and we have other ayats. But just how to understand this, we don't want somebody to run with it and say, oh, he's, oh, sorry, mashallah, pray anywhere. No. If you can't make it to the masjid, it is obligatory upon men, the men, not the women, to pray in the masjid with the jama'ah. And that's why the ulama, they mentioned that you got to understand, if you want to understand an issue correctly, you got to look at all of the texts that deal with that issue, not just one hadith or one ayah. And this is not for us, it's for the ulama. That's why, alhamdulillah, the ulama, they make it easy for us. يختصرون لنا الطريق. Because I'm talking about myself, I may not even know where to go, what to look for. Okay, but the ulama, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised them levels by iman and the knowledge He has granted them, alhamdulillah, they make it easy for us. And they say, this is what you understand, and this is what you understand from this. وَفِي لَفْظٍ فَعِنْدَهُ مَسْجِدُهُ وَطَهُورُهُ. In another narration, that person from the ummah, we, meaning we, you have your masjid, your place of prayer, and you have your tahur, the earth that you can purify yourself with, of course, if you cannot find water. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله صالح الفوزان فالتيمم بدل طهارة الماء عند العجز عنه شرعا. Now as for tayammum, which is a substitute for water. Yes, you purify yourself through tayammum. When a person cannot use water, alhamdulillah, but based on the legislation. So it's not a it's not when somebody hears substitute, meaning he has a choice. No, there's no choice in here. If somebody can use water, then he has no choice. It is for those people who cannot use water. يفعل بالتطهر به كل ما يفعل بالتطهر بالماء من الصلاة والطواف وقراءة القرآن وغير ذلك. And this is a very important thing. Also, the Shaykh, he says, حفظه الله, everything you do when you make wudu or make ghusl, when you purify yourself through water, the same thing you can do it when you make tayammum. Meaning when you make tayammum, you can pray, make tawaf, recite Quran and the like. So tayammum is not just specific to salat. Now whatever you do when you are on a state of purity, when you have using water, is the same thing when you are in a state of purity by using tayammum. فإن الله جعل التيمم مطهرا كما جعل الماء مطهرا. Says indeed Allah has made tayammum, and for those who perform tayammum, they are pure. Alhamdulillah, they purify themselves by tayammum. Likewise, they purify themselves when they use water. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وجعلت تربتها يعني الأرض لنا طهورا. أخرجه مسلم من حديث حذيفة. And also in this hadith, that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, hadith 1165, on the authority of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ said, its dirt, meaning the earth, has been made tahur, clean for us to use and to purify ourselves. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وينوب التيمم عن الماء في أحوال هي. Now he's going to give us the circumstances and when tayammum is used instead of water. Okay, these circumstances and the time when a person can use, he or she can use tayammum instead of water. Alright? So انتبهوا إن شاء الله. أولا, which is mean first of all or first, إذا عدم الماء, if water is not found. It's time for salat, person looking for water cannot find no water, nowhere. فلم لقوله تعالى, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same ayah, number 6 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا. And you couldn't find water, perform tayammum. سَوَاءً عَدِمَهُ فِي الْحَضَرِ أَوْ فِي السَّفَرِ وَطَلَبَهُ فَلَمْ يَجِدْهُ. هذا قيد مهم. وَطَلَبَهُ, هذا قيد, فَلَمْ يَجِدْهُ. And the Shaykh says, and this ruling applies whether a person is traveling or not. Okay, because usually when people are traveling, they might not find water. He said, it doesn't matter. We're traveling, we're at home. Okay? But here is the condition with this. When a person can't find water, he has to look for it first. Meaning a person has to make an effort. After making an effort, no water to be found, what's the last person going to do? Make tayammum and pray. That's if the time of the salat is in. This mafhum, we need to get an example. You need an example? No. Oh, here's an example. Here's a person, mashallah, here's a person who wants to make wudu in his house before he came to the masjid, right? He turned on the faucet, what happened?
No water.
No water. Why?
Cut it off.
He's cut off. Why is cut off?
Hold on. Working on the pipes.
They're working on the pipes. That's a better answer. The brother, we assume, is a good brother. He paid his bills, okay? They're working on a pipe somewhere, they cut it off. They can't do that, okay? What does brother need to do now?
Look
around. Maybe he has a gallon here or a gallon over there, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he has a couple bottles in his trunk, right? If he couldn't find none of that, what does he do now? No, no tayammum.
Go to the store.
He's coming to the masjid. We said he's coming to the masjid. No, he came to the masjid, right? Alhamdulillah, he came to the masjid. What happened in the masjid?
Same thing.
No water. Same pipes. What he do now? He look at the time. The adhan is not called yet. If he can go get a gallon of water from the, and there is no difficulty for him, no hardship, huh? This is a brother. He has a car. Alhamdulillah, he has the money. The store is only like 1 minute away from the masjid. What is brother gonna do? He's gonna go to the store and buy what? Some water, only for himself. He can, but if he wants more extra reward, what he do? Bring a couple gallons. Right? And he may even make some phone calls or send some text message. That's when we use text messaging right now for a good cause. Text the brother, Juan, there's no water in the masjid, make wudu at home. Alright? Or bring some water with you, something like that. But if this person, mashallah, he has no money, of course it happened to us, we're human, man. Right or wrong? Okay, money, it's not like the money make you a man or something like that. No, money, Allahu Akbar, comes and go. But the manhood, if he comes, we're going to hold on to it. Can't buy it with money. Somebody don't have money, mashallah, and he's here. Nobody brought any water. We got seven brothers, they want to make wudu, but nobody bring water. The iqama is called. What the brother do now? What they do? Make tayammum, alhamdulillah. Alright, ikhwan? Bye. But the Shaykh mentioned it, he says, but not just because there's no water, tayammum. No, you gotta make an effort. It's different if you're traveling and you break down in the middle of nowhere, like they say. I don't know what's nowhere, what they mean with nowhere. Meaning somewhere away from water. Like for us, that's how we can use this to understand nowhere. The middle of nowhere, you got no water. And then it's time for the salat. And you already didn't pray dhuhr, it's asr now, because you want to combine dhuhr with asr. So it's not like you're going to delay it until maghrib, you can't do that. Now it's time, man. The sun is start to go down. And you got to pray asr and dhuhr. Break down, car. What would that brother do now? No, before. Well, you remember the condition?
Look for water.
Where? Remember, he broke down somewhere, middle of nowhere. Broken. Look in the water. Where?
What is he?
Huh?
Where is he now?
Where is he?
Yeah, where is he?
He's in some highway. Broke. The car not going anywhere. Let's first, he look for water. Where he look for water at? The trunk, for example, the car, and then he didn't find any water in a trunk or inside the car. Where he look at?
A stream or something.
No. Where's the water in the car can be? No radiator, man. I don't think you can use the radiator, but we can ask the ulama. And plus the radiator at that time be what? Hot. Huh? Okay, well you have the qaida that the Imam shared with us hafizahullah many times. You wanna have a maslaha but bring a harm, what do? Huh? You wanna do a benefit for yourself, but it's gonna bring a harm to you. What do you do? What the qaida say? Dar'ul mafasid. Muqaddam ala jalb al masal. Repairing harms take precedence over bringing benefit. So don't try that one. Don't even try it. And plus that water is not even gonna be pure. It's already mixed with a lot of other stuff, like chemicals and stuff. Like a person look around, like maybe he's close to a house, he say, can I have some water please? Okay. Or there is a lake next to him. Or maybe he break down right by a rest area and safe for him to walk, not like crossing the highways and get himself in trouble. Anyway, person do to the best of their abilities. Stay. And here's another question. This brother here looking, he's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, really nowhere. In a desert. He look around, nothing, no cars passing by. I don't know, he's in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere. Alright? He looks around, miles, nothing. He's alone, and the sun. And he has a 20-ounce bottle of water. What he do now? Make tayammum?
No.
Yeah.
Bottle of water.
Yeah. He got
drink.
Water. Huh?
He got water and he needed to drink.
But he needed to drink now. Because he don't know. Yeah. Okay? So if you have water to drink, huh?
You don't need the whole 20 ounce.
You don't know when you're going to get water.
All right, we'll leave that for the mashayikh too. But just remember, if somebody have just enough, the sheikh is going to mention it, inshallah. That's why I said we leave it for the ulama, because we're just going to get it. Now, here one of them we have with us, alhamdulillah, through his book, mashallah. Now, sheikh.
Sometimes a prison might be in New York, and there's all the concrete around, and can't find water for some reason.
New York and cannot find water?
No, I'm saying, maybe it's
New York. New York, yeah.
Well, I'm saying we're all concrete.
Somewhere in New York.
Somewhere down kind of down with no water, we found.
No.
What is earth?
Ah, okay. It's coming.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. You be patient with us until we get it. We hear it from the Sheikh. Jazakallah. Thaniyan, إذا كان معه ماء يحتاجه لشرب وطبخ. Number two, this person has some water, but he needs it to drink or to cook. فَلَوْ تَطَهَّرَ مِنْهُ لَأَدَرَّ حَاجَتَهُ. But if he use it, or some of it, the Sheikh said, لَوْ تَطَهَّرَ مِنْهُ. If he use some of it for wudu, for purification, لَأَدَرَّ. See darar, see the qaida. Now he will be harmed. Or jeopardize that which he may need the water for. Okay? بِحَيْثُ يَخَافُ الْعَطَشَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Because now if he use a portion of the water or all of it for wudu or ghusl sometimes, then he may go through thirst. He be very thirsty. Or somebody else. آدمي أو حيوان. يقول أو عطش غيره من آدمي أو بهيمة محترمين. Or also, he may have animals. Or somebody with him. Not just him. Not like, oh, that's my water. We have six brothers in the van. So that's it. He drink enough. He's like, oh, I got enough to make wudu. What about them? What are the brothers? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you believe until he love for his brother or he love for himself. Otherwise, people, man, they're going to look at him like, subhanAllah, akhi, come on, subhanAllah, how are you going to do this? See? Maybe he's a cab driver. Okay, and he has a family. And they have a baby that needs formula to mix. It's a lot of things, akhwan. This beautiful religion of Islam. take into consideration not just our needs but the needs of others. ثالثا إذا خاف باستعمال الماء الضرر في بدنه بمرض أو تأخر برء لقوله تعالى وإن كنتم مرضى إلى قوله فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا طيبا. Thirdly, from the excuses is when a person by using water for wudu or for ghusl, he's afraid that may harm him in his body, may make him sick, or he may delay the cure. Somebody has a wound, has a burn, and the like. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى. And if you're sick, okay, until he says, then perform tayammum. Rabi'an, number four, إِذَا عَجَزَ عَنِ اسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَاءِ لِمَرَضٍ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ مَعَهُ الْحَرَكَةِ وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ مَنْ يُوَضِّئُهُ وَخَافَ خُرُوجَ الْوَقْتِ. Alright, I want you now to translate this one. Try your best. Use some key words and give me an idea. Even if you get close, inshallah, because I want you to make an effort. Alright? Okay, I'm going to say it again. إِذَا عَجَزَ عَنِ اسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَاءِ. Now I want you now, five brothers, you raise your hand after I finish, and every one of you give me a key word that you heard, huh? And this is how you do it. Those key words will help you too. If you put them together, okay, you willing to do this?
No.
But this way, alhamdulillah, you get involved, and also, alhamdulillah, you learn some Arabic too. Especially we missed in Arabic classes for a couple of weeks now. I'm not saying that this is an Arabic class. This is zero fiqh class, okay? طيب. إذا عجز عن استعمال الماء لمرض لا يستطيع معه الحركة وليس عنده من يوضئه وخاف خروج الوقت. طيب, five brothers. One, wait. Two, three, four. يعني واحد, اثنان, ثلاثة, أربعة, خمسة. نعم, واحد. نعم يا أخي.
For when?
Arabic. No. عربية, العربية. Did I say English?
No.
I didn't say English yet, right? Did I? Okay, that's my intention not to say English yet. نعم, العربية, بالعربية. Word in Arabic.
إذا.
إذا, أحسنت. وهي كذا وهو كذلك. إذا أخانا.
مائي.
المائي, أحسنت. الماء. ثلاثة, أين ثلاثة؟ أين ثلاثة؟ نعم.
عجز.
عجز. عجز. I want one brother to say all these five ones. Okay, pay attention, Ikhwan. Abdurrahim.
Moradin.
Akhana, you're now, you have no number? Do you have a number? Do you have a number?
No.
It is number one of the five? No. Masha Allah, Jazakallah khair. Isbir, isbir ma'ana, alhamdulillah. Aina raqam arba'a? Arba'a? Na. ليس أي نعم خمسة
استعمالي
نعم استعمالي طيب alright سلطان give us all these five words the brothers they mentioned. No, not that one. One of them. Five words, just one. إذا أحسنت. أيوب, one of those five words the brother said. Next time we're gonna have you write them 100 times, brother. Naam, Abdul Jabbar.
Laysa.
Laysa, ahsant. Somebody said Laysa, huh?
No.
Man qala Laysa?
Arba.
La, Abdullah. You're not Arba, you're Abdullah, inshallah. Anta Arba fi hada al-mithal. You're four only. In a couple of minutes, inshallah. Ja'ala Allah wa iyyakum min al-awwaleen. May Allah make us anew from the awwaleen, as-sabiqeen, the first and the most to the Jannah, inshallah. Tayyib, Abdul Jabbar, Laysa. Naam. أين أنت؟ نعم. استعمال. أحسنت. We have one more. الماء. أحسن. نعم. All right. Who can put this together and give us something? نعم أبو بكر. عجزة. أحسنت. Last one. من قال عجزة؟ نور الدين. رقم كم ماذا؟ نور الدين. أي. أو طيب. Who can put this together and give us what this mean? What the Sheikh mean? Once again. إذا عجز عن استعمال الماء لمرض لا يستطيع الحركة معه الحركة وليس عنده من يوضئه وخاف خروج الوقت. Hey now. Okay. All right, man. I gave it to you now. Let somebody put it together. No. واحد ثاني غير الخمسة. رقم ستة. أنت ستة. عبد الرحيم. Now you can be number six, عبد الرحيم. تفضل. What you get from this one?
On the water.
Look.
Look.
Look. طيب. Somebody who's ready. Who's ready to say something, inshallah? Naam, Nuruddin, tafaddal.
If he's handicapped or he's unable to use the water because of his sickness, and he does not have anybody around him who can help him to make wudu, and he's afraid of the time passing from the salah.
Ahsant, like, and you forget one detail. He forgot one detail. What is it, the detail?
Sick.
No, he's mentioned sick. The detail is connected to sick.
And he cannot move.
Ahsant. Cannot move. لا يستطيع معه الحركة. Alhamdulillah. So that's what the Shaykh says. Number four, this person is unable to use water because he's sick. This person is sick, but his sickness, he's so sick that cannot move. This person cannot move around. The water is right there, but he cannot move. Faucet is right there, water around him, but cannot move this person. And there is nobody to perform wudu on him. And he's afraid. He's looking at the time. The time is about to run out. What this person do? Make tayammum. What if he so cannot even move to make tayammum? What he do?
Pray.
Just like that. And Allah, the Shaykh is going to mention it later on. And Allah accept from him. خامساً إذا خاف برداً باستعمال الماء. Pay attention to this one, okay? We need two brothers. إذا خاف برداً. إِذَا خَافَ, you know it's خَافَ, right? He's afraid. I shouldn't say that. إِذَا خَافَ بَرْدًا. Okay. بِاسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَاءِ وَلَمْ يَجِدْ مَا يُسَخِّنُهُ بِهِ تَيَمَّمَ وَصَلَّى. نعم.
He's afraid of the cold.
أحسنت.
He may make time.
Before that.
I don't know some of the rest of it. Oh.
Not able to get.
Oh, he's not able to get to the water.
And he cannot heat it up.
Heat it up.
So now he's afraid if he used water. This is a person who's sick already. Has cold, has bronchitis, mashallah. And his water freezing, it's very cold. If he used that cold water, he's going to get sick. And he doesn't have the means to heat up the water. No stove. Nothing. What does that person do?
Tayammum.
Because he knows, this person, he knows that if he use cold water under those circumstances, he gets sick. What he doing this time? He try to heat it up. Can't heat it up. What he do? Somebody may tell him, use water please, man. Water is right there. Are you blind?
No.
Some people are blind because they don't know the sunnah. That's why they're blind. Alright? And they talk about without knowledge. And they precede the ulama. Wallahu al-musta'an. Why? Because the statement of Allah in another ayah, 29, in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not kill. This word, تَقْتُلُوا, kill. But also it contains the meaning of harm that may lead to death. And do not kill yourselves. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned when he explained this, he was talking about, actually, it's amazing. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he was asked this question. Is eye lenses, you know, the contact lenses, are they permissible to use or not? Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, they are permissible unless if there is something that are associated with wearing them, then make it haram. For such change in the color of the eye. Can't do that. Or a person, by wearing them, they harm his eye. They put harm. The eye is like swollen and he cannot use them. And he mentioned this ayah. He mentioned this ayah, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And there is a reason, there is a sabab. Sabab. He mentioned that Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, once he was in an expedition, he was the head and the emir of an expedition. This is a statement of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And he was in a state of janaba at night. The emir, he led the salat. Okay, the emir on a journey, on a travel, he led the salat. He was in janaba and he was very cold that night. And he was afraid to take a ghusl with cold water. So what did he do? He made tayammum and lead the salat. Certain people, they didn't understand his action. So when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said to him, what happened? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, look at alhamdulillah. We need to ask one another, ya akhwan. Sometimes people, they just assume anything. They hear something and they run with it. And boycott the brother for life. Never ask him. Now you gotta ask. Here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked. Companions came and say what they say, but he asked Amr ibn al-As, why you did this? He says, I was sick, وَكَانَتِ اللَّيْلَةُ بَارِدَةً. It was a cold night and I was afraid. And I remember the statement of Allah, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and don't kill yourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَقَرَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, he agreed with him. And Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he says, we understand from this that anything that harm you, not even kill you, is not permissible to do. Okay? And then Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he brings details. He says, usually, under normal circumstances, not like rare, usually, if somebody in a cold night and took a shower, is he going to die? I'm asking you. Normally. No, he don't die. Normally don't die. He may get bronchitis, he may sneeze here or there, get cold. But normally. But somebody get 10 shots in the head with a Magnum 25. Is there such thing? I don't know. I just make up that one right now. Okay, with a gun, 10 times in the head. Normal, under normal circumstances. He die or he live?
He die.
They already make takbirat on him. Alright, he died. But some people, did you hear people before they get shot in the head and they make it or not?
Yeah.
No. I tell you a story. This brother, beautiful brother, I didn't hear from him a long time ago. From D.C. A kafir shot him in the head, ya akhi. Yes. A kafir just came out of nowhere and shot him in the head. The brother, he went in a coma for months and he survived, alhamdulillah. Okay? Bullet don't kill.
That's right.
Allah take the souls. Man, talking about this man been in a coma, everybody said he's done, he's dead. Now he was alive. They caught the guy and they sentenced him for, I don't know, life or something. What does brother do when he knows? He went and visited the person who shot him and gave him that. And that person accepted Islam. Allah, ya akhi, subhanAllah. On the other side of the tracks, man, what are they going to do? They wait for him until he came out, right? But if they know he's not coming out, what are they doing? They're going to go take down one of his family. Right or wrong? Yeah. These are the games, the filthy games. This brother, he went to the guy, man. Find a way to go and visit him and tell him, you know what? You remember me? You shot me, man. I was not good, man. And this and this. I'm a Muslim and this Islam. And give him da'wah, Akhwan, Allah guided that brother to Islam. But I don't know where the story went after that. So anyway, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah, he says, even though if a person take a shower on a cold night, he may not die. He may, but normally don't. But still, he says, this istidlal, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, using that dalil, he was right by using it. He says, so therefore, anything that harm you, even though it doesn't kill you, it's haram, like cigarettes. Some people tell them cigarettes haram, they say it doesn't kill you. My doctor smoke. That's what they tell you. But he harm you, it's haram. Fadl, yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Now, so the Shaykh says, under any of these five circumstances, it's permissible for a person to make tayammum and pray. Now we're going to skip reading the Arabic text because we have only like less than 10 minutes for the Iqamah. The Shaykh, he says, if a person found water that's enough now to make wudu, he make wudu, and then if he run out of water, if he's using some water, okay, and then the water is gone, faucet, they turn it off, whatever, and what he do now? He make tayammum for the rest. Make tayammum for the rest that he couldn't wash with the water. Why? Because Allah says, the Shaykh says, Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Surah Al-Taghabun, verse number 16, fear Allah to the best of your ability. Also the Shaykh says, if a person have a wound, cut or a wound, that if he wash it, okay, it's going to get worse. Or if he wipe on it with the water, it get worse. What he do? He wash the rest. He make tayammum for that part. The Shaykh, he says, يَتَيَمَّمُ لَهُ وَغَسَلَ الْبَاقِي. He make tayammum for that part, and he wash the rest that he can wash. Unless, of course, if his hands, they're the one that has wound, he cannot use the water with them. And he mentioned the same ayah in Surah An-Nisa 29, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not harm yourselves. He says, but if his wound is not going to be affected by rubbing on it, he will rub on the bandage. Okay, the bandage that's on that. He will rub, he wet his hand and rub on it. He wash the rest, but if there is a bandage in here, he wipe on it. And it's okay, and he doesn't make tayammum. Abdul Majid,
no.
Here's the answer to your question. All right. ويجوز التيمم بما على وجه الأرض من تراب وسبخة ورمل وغيره. هذا هو الصحيح من قولي العلماء. لقوله تعالى فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا. The Sheikh says permissible. What do you use? Because the question, what we use for tayammum, he says it's permissible to use whatever on the surface of the earth, dirt, sand, rocks. But now with the rocks, the one of the mashayikh, we were in Umrah, and he gave a class, the Sheikh Tarhib al-Dawsari, al-Doktor, and his doctor, alhamdulillah, he teaches, Sheikh Tarhib al-Dawsari, he teaches in the University of Medina, in Usul al-Fiqh, on the Dirasat al-Ulya, those people who do their masters and PhDs. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khairan. He says, yes, it's permissible to wipe on the the wall, curtain. Because usually, and some people say like, curtain, oh, he says sofas. And then the sheikh, he says, he went to a curtain right there in the hotel, and he was like this. And there's some brothers, those who say, no, what? They were like, oh. He's like, what are you doing? He said, man, dust, sheikh, dust. I said, that's tayammum right there. That's the proof that you can use it for tayammum. Alhamdulillah. He says, and the sheikh, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, when it's time for the salat and they have no water, they use tayammum. They use tayammum from that same land that they pray on it. Okay, they're right there. You're right there. You strike, as he's gonna mention, in that same spot. All right, whether it be dirt or something else, or other than dirt, whether it be dirt or other than dirt. But they never carry with them dirt with them. Some people, they have little pouch and little baggy, huh? It has to have some dirt in it. La. Wasifa to tayammum.
I've been in a place where there is, I cannot reach the sand or anything, no wall, but it is ice.
Ice.
It is in June or in July, in January or in February.
Yeah.
Somewhere in North.
You been North. There or you making up?
No, giving an example.
Ah, as example.
No water.
Okay.
And it's time of Salat is on.
No.
Well,
first of all, Jazakallah khairan for the example, but the ulama, they says that a person should ask about things that already happened. We don't make up situations because you're never going to end. Usually we ask about things that happen. We don't just say, what if we are there or you're there. That's what the ulama, they tell us. But still we can, inshallah ta'ala, find the answer to that question, inshallah. But usually, in general, not just in wudu, in general, a person don't come up with an idea. What if a man hit his wife? Nah, don't come up with that. What if two partners, one break into the safe? Don't come up with stuff like that. Nobody break into no safe. Nah. Okay? MashaAllah. So, subhanAllah, this reminds me of something, subhanAllah. See, Jazakallah khair. Now, there is a benefit. See, this example led us to a benefit. Ali, in the time of Ali, radiallahu anhu, certain people, they came to him and they said to him, listen, give us from the money, from the wealth. We're close, we're family, certain people. We're from Quraysh, we're this and that. And he said to them, all right, because him, he ain't going to give him anything unless they have a right to get the money. Because that's adl, that's the money for all the Muslims. Not like you're my family, you get like 10% of it. People we don't know, they don't get anything for it. No, not Islam. So Ali radiallahu anhu said to that person, those people who came, said, give us from the money. Huh? But Ali, he know they have no right at that moment to get that money because they are, to him, they are equal to the rest of the people, same. He said to one of the people with him, he says, take them out, huh? And break to the market and break the lakhs down and give them some money from those markets, from those stores. They're like, no, we're not, you want us to steal? They said to him, you want us to steal from the people? He said to them, you want me to steal from Allah's money? You want me to steal too? SubhanAllah, see? He tell him, take them. Break to those stores and let them take some money. They say, no, that's stealing. He said, well, same thing. If I give it to you with no right, that's stealing. Allahu Akbar. So the ulama, they tell us, barakallahu fikum, that we ask about things that happen. We don't make up things. But we steal, inshallah ta'ala, just for the benefit, inshallah. But if that person is not sick or nothing, right? That person who's in there with the snow, but he's not sick. He's not sick? Because that snow is like water, he can use it.
No, if it is not get melted,
no.
He cannot use it.
Asha.
He's talking about ice.
Oh, the ice.
Ice. Mm.
That person is in expedition with Cousteau. I don't know why that brother go to that place in to begin with. MashaAllah, but we find the answer, inshallah. Imam Khalifa, عندك شيء?
Yeah.
نسأل شيخ نسأل جزاك الله خير أو إمام خليفة سيسأل نتعاون إن شاء الله. طيب صفة التيمم يا أخوان, how you make تيمم, the sheikh says you have your hands like this, your fingers apart open, and you strike once the earth and you see if you have some extra or something, sand or something that may scratch you, move it, and then you wipe your face once and you go straight to your hands, to the wrists, not the elbows. Otherwise, in other books, some of the mashayikh, they says the elbows. You can do the elbows too, but in Taysir al-Allam, in here, he mentioned the statement to the ulama, but they says that like Ibn Abd al-Barr and Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, and other than them, they says that even though those narration that those who they say you can use the elbow to do the, your elbows for tayammum, they are not, they are muttarib. There is something about those narrations, and they are not like the narration of Yasir, Ammar ibn Yasir. Because there is a narration that Ammar ibn Yasir is that Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anh, he was junub, state of janaba, and what did he do? He went and roll in the dirt. And he tell the Prophet ﷺ, because him, as the Shaykh, when he explained that narration, he says, him, he thought like, well, he knows tayammum, but he knows tayammum for wudu, that you wipe on your face and your hands.
Right.
But he said, well, wait a minute, because when you're in janaba, you gotta wash your whole body. So tayammum, I have to do the dirt on my whole body. That's why he did it that way.
Oh.
But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, innama kana yakfika, it was enough for you to just do this with your hands, strike the dirt, and wipe your face and your hands. Anyway. Also, the Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentioned, if a person, also, there is difference of opinions, whether you use one strike, you strike the earth once, and you do your face and your hand, or you strike once for your face and one for your hands. He says both of them, but what is more correct is that one strike for both, for the face and the hands. Likewise, tayammum is void. How it is void? The same thing that void the wudu. Okay? Or void the ghusl. Janaba, hayd, nifas. Why? Because it's a substitute and it takes the same rulings of the water. Likewise, also, that's one thing. The second thing, it will be void if water is found. He didn't find the water and make tayammum. Now he find the water. Now you gotta make wudu. Or that person, he has a valid reason why he cannot make the wudu. But alhamdulillah, he's cured now. Huh? Or he can move right now. So that person now, he don't make tayammum anymore. Because the other, the excuse that he has for not making wudu, mashallah, is gone. And here is the last point the Shaykh mentioned, is if a person, no water is to be found and no dirt, nothing, cannot do anything. Or this person, he's sick. Not only water is cannot have no water on his body, cannot even touch his body. Somebody who's burned severely or something like that. What this person do? He pray according to his state. No wudu and no tayammum. Allahu Akbar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden us with things that we cannot, you know, bear and afford. And that person does not make up the salat after that, the Shaykh says. Because this person, he did what he was commanded. Because Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ فِرَ اللَّهِ, to the best of your abilities. So the Shaykh says, and also because of the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُمْ مَسَطَعْتُمْ, when I command you with something, with anything, do it to the best of your ability. So the Shaykh says in the end, he said, this is some of the rulings, regulations pertaining to the tayammum. We brought it to you. But if you have anything that you didn't understand, ask the people of knowledge. But don't just say, oh, it's not a big deal. قَالَ وَلَا تَتَسَاهَلْ فِي أَمْرِ دِينِكَ. Don't look at anything in your religion and say, man, it's not a big deal, that's okay. No, he says, ask especially in the matters of the Salat. He says in the Amud al-Din. And then he says, وَفَّقَنَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا لِلصَّوَابِ وَالسَّدَادِ فِي الْقَوْلِ الْعَمَلِ. May Allah grant us all success to say and do that which is correct and righteous and pleasing to Allah within our statement and our actions. And may actions be sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما.